Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Monday, October 24th, 2022, on this Monday edition. Thank you for joining us. I come to the viewers and listeners of this broadcast with extremely grave news. I've looked at all the different angles, played through the different scenarios, and analyzed globalist propaganda in Ukraine going back more than 8 years. In fact, longer than that. It was in Zbigniew Brzezinski's plan written in the 1970s to bring down the Soviet Union with a pincer attack by fomenting a rebellion in Afghanistan and also one in Ukraine. Well, decades later, they actually launched the attack in Ukraine, overthrowing the elected government. Whether you're for the Russians or against the Russians, it doesn't even matter at this point. Mainline political analysts like Zbigniew Brzezinski's counterpart, Henry Kissinger, and the Pope, and many others, like Benjamin Netanyahu, of all people, have gone on the news and said, this needs to de-escalate, this needs to stop now, because it is going to lead to tactical nuclear weapons, and that will probably lead to the use of theater weapons. So when you look at all the different angles surrounding what's currently unfolding in this escalation, I have said many times, and remember I predicted back in October of last year the Russians would invade by February, that they would use a dirty bomb, false flag attack, that is the globalists, NATO, the Ukrainians, as a pretext to bring NATO fully in to the conflict. Now U.S. troops have been massing on the border with Ukraine, and they've been training with a multinational force that they're not calling NATO, but is a NATO force. And General Petraeus and other key globalists have been making the rounds on international television and in print saying that if the Russians engage in any radiological dirty bombs or chemical attacks, that's a red line, and the U.S. troops, army forces, the Rangers will then go in directly against the Russians. Petraeus went on to say that, I had a Freudian slip calling him Petraeus. Petraeus went on to say, the full interviews and articles are on Infowars.com, read it and see it for yourself, that this would then escalate the war and would finally defeat Russia, and that even if the U.S. doesn't fully come into the war publicly, Russia is still going to lose, but that he predicts that Russia is going to escalate themselves. So the globalists need a false flag. They need a pretext to openly bring NATO under another name, a quote, multinational force, in to directly engage in war with the Russians. Now, already U.S. troops and advisors and mercenaries have been there for 8 years. Already there are special forces troops that have been sheet-dipped in the Ukrainian military, leading and coordinating the attacks. We are in a de facto war with Russia right now, and we've definitely sleepwalked into it, because even though over 80% of Americans in major polls are against the war, they still on average don't see the war as the number one issue. They see inflation, they see crime, they see open borders as the number one issue. And those are certainly bad things being run by the very same WEF and the globalist Great Reset agenda. But when you pull back and you understand that the New World Order needs a major global crisis on top of the COVID crisis as a smokescreen for their Great Reset and the establishment of this world ID, new digital global central bank currency, then it all falls into place. Why would they inject billions of people with a poison shot? Why would they already kill tens of millions? Why would they be shutting off the economy and shutting off the pipelines and shutting off oil drilling? Because it's all part of bringing down civilization. We have to understand they've gone from the test phase of this to the operational phase of this, and that's why we're in so much danger. Now, when we come back, I'm going to explain the rest of the different pieces of evidence we have and break down and predict where this is going. But there's also a good chance for us to stop it if we understand the larger program and raise the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. We'll be right back on the other side of this live Monday broadcast. Owen Schroyer, a string of amazing guests, your calls and more is coming up. Remember, if you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. We are InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on this live Monday broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones, bringing you very, very solemn, very, very serious news. We've been warning in the last 8 years that the globalists were planning a NATO-backed war in Ukraine against Russia. And now, after the overthrow of the government 8 years ago and the escalation of the conflict, the Russians invaded, as we all know, in February. And we predicted in October of last year that would happen by the end of February from our research and intel. And unfortunately, I've got even worse news for you right now. There's a lot of different factors that go into it, so I'll try to lay them out here and then give you my analysis. And unfortunately, my analysis is about 90% at this point that there's going to be full-on public war with Russia and at least a tactical nuclear war in Europe. And I know that that's the unthinkable, but the reason we know that that's where they're going is the globalists need a smokescreen for the collapse of the world financial system and on its ashes to roll out these central bank programmable digital currencies, which again are not Bitcoin, they're the opposite, that are centralized and controlled. And then they can program how you can use them, where, and when. Now, let's go back before we talk about the latest developments with Putin and others getting on the phone to world leaders over the weekend and saying they had credible intel that Ukraine, backed by NATO groups, is set to detonate a dirty bomb, not a tactical nuke, not a nuclear detonation of any type, but a classic radiological bomb where you have a bunch of radiological pieces or parts jacketed with explosives, and that basically makes a large area where it's dispersed, extremely radioactive, similar to when a nuclear reactor melts down. Now, let's start walking through the pieces here. After the Russians came out and warned of that, Zelensky, the dictator now of Ukraine, came out and said, oh, that's ridiculous. It's the Russians that are about to do this. We're not going to stage any false flags. Now, remember, our corporate media has tried to blame Russia for the pipeline explosion, and they even tried to claim Russia was behind the bridge as a false flag. But Ukraine couldn't contain themselves and brag that they'd done it with British intelligence, MI6. So these are all massive escalations, all massive up in the ante. Now we have General Petraeus and a bunch of other globalists all over the news. The articles are on InfoWars.com saying that there is a multinational group of troops training right now in Poland and in Germany and in other areas made up of Army Special Operations, Army Rangers and others that are preparing to lead a major push into the east of Ukraine in a direct conflict with Russian forces. And Petraeus went on to say that all they need is some type of provocation, like a chemical or radiological attack, not just a tactical nuclear weapon. So they are telegraphing to the world that these are the red lines, just like they said if Assad used chemical weapons in Syria, that the U.S. would come into the war openly. Well, then we know, because the videos came out, it was confirmed, that UN-funded jihadi groups were the ones that launched more than 10 chemical attacks over several years of the Syrian war in an attempt, in a false flag, to frame the Assad regime as a pretext to, again, publicly bring not just the U.S., but Israel and NATO into that war. Notice that the controlled Western corporate media always criticizes anybody that talks about false flags as if they don't exist. But then on the eve of the Russian invasion in February, the CIA spokesperson at the State Department gave a speech, and that was questioned by reporters, where he said the Russians are planning false flags, car bombings, and the like as a pretext, as their cover to invade Ukraine. And indeed, there is some evidence that the Russians did indeed set off some car bombs and things as a pretext to say that Russian-held areas were being attacked, and so they had to bring their main military in. The point is, these things do go on. And so now you have the Russians saying that we don't want an escalation, and NATO wants to fully and publicly come in under the guise of this multinational force that Petraeus and others admit is training, is massing, and is preparing. Well, then, do we believe Putin or do we believe NATO about who may stage this provocation? Well, who stands to gain? Who has a motive to bring this multinational force in right when the Russians are trying to mobilize and push back the already covert NATO-commanded system with Ukrainian troops, contractors, and others? So obviously, who stands to gain is NATO, is the globalist. And they're the ones already putting out the red lines that there is any type of radiological or biological or, you know, chemical attack, that they will have the pretext to then have open war with Russia, already in a de facto war. So the globalists have the history, they have the motives, they have the background of doing things like this, and that makes them the prime suspects, just like with the destruction of the pipeline or the bridge, not the Russians. These are just facts. So we have to now pull back and ask, why would the multinational combine, the New World Order, the Davos Group, allied with Communist China, why would they launch this war to begin with? Why would they escalate the war? Why would they put over 100 billion U.S. dollars and over 20 billion euros alone into this proxy war with Russia that is now an admitted open war with the West, with U.S. troops already dying embedded inside Ukrainian forces? Because we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in beta anymore. We are in operational mode of the Great Reset and the Build Back Better program. Now, I talked about this last 30 months or more. It's longer than that now. Hard to believe so much time has flown since early 2020. I said, when they give people these shots, and when it causes heart attacks and blood clots and death, we know it's going to do that from our own documents, they're going to need some giant crisis so big, so horrible, so out of control in the future that as those deaths mount around the world from the shots, we are already in a massive war or a massive cyber attack that makes the power go off for several months. Or, I said, a new virus they'll release that's so bad they can then blame it on the people dying from the poison shot. But I knew that you don't pull off something like this, mass sterilization, mass heart attacks, massive cancer, massive blood clots. You don't pull off something like this, now confirmed, without having an even bigger, more deadly crisis in the wings that will make you forget about the last thing they did to you. The way to kill a story is with a bigger story. So that's exactly what they're doing now, and it helps their entire agenda to smokescreen the world collapse, the energy prices exploding, the planetary inflation, by blaming Russia and claiming that that's the reason the energy prices have gone up. And we've seen them already do this, so we know they're carrying out this game plan, and that's why it's so easy to predict what they're going to do next. So here's the bottom line. We are at war with Russia. The globalists that control our country are at war with us. They're dissolving our borders, dissolving the police, crimes exploding, suicide, everything else. And they are directing the collapse of the third world to the lockdowns that ended a few months ago. They are directing a world crisis where the industrial carrying capacity of the planetary system collapses, causing mass starvation, death of the third world, explosive crime and poverty in the United States and Europe. And again, out of that, the New World Order technocrats will pose as the saviors, offering a solution, these new global digital currencies with universal basic income that, of course, have the social credit score and the carbon tax. And it's all being rolled out. It's not my opinion now. What is the solution? What is the answer to counter this? I'll talk about solutions when we come back on the other side of the break, and then Owen Troyer will take over. But please, whatever you do today, spread the word about this broadcast. Share this analysis once it's posted to Bandai Video, because if more and more of the political system wakes up to what's happening, we won't sleepwalk into destruction. It's a very small group of globalists at the top that are orchestrating all of this. Most people in the political and corporate system are unaware. It's our job to wake them up. We'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
David Petraeus says U.S. may lead multinational force against Russia in Ukraine. He goes on to say the force is ready and prepared, but it won't be NATO, just NATO-backed and commanded. That is NATO in direct war in Europe with the Russians. So what are the solutions to stop this for all the great listeners of the Alex Jones Show today? Call Congress. Call talk show hosts. Call university heads. March in the streets, protest, demonstrate, go confront right-wing and left-wing warmongering politicians like AOC and Ted Cruz and others that are leading us to the brink of World War III, nuclear Armageddon. Pray to God for justice in a worldwide awakening. And engage in information warfare using articles and videos from Infowars.com that detail all this, that predicted all this, to get it out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, perfect strangers, and explain to them that this war is the smokescreen to bring in world government and a mark of the beast cashless society that is already here. That's it. Explain to people this is a lot bigger than just a regional war in Europe. This could end civilization as we know it, but regardless, is being used as the cover for the engineered financial collapse. The globalists have built this giant Ponzi scheme. They've bought up almost all the resources. They've doubled and tripled their wealth the last 5 years by running these scams. And I said over and over again, they're going to use the virus and then the poison shot rollout to destabilize and break down society, and then use an even bigger crisis like war and financial collapse and cyber attacks and power outages as the smokescreen for the last leg of their attack. And then what's the third leg? We've already gone through the first, the virus and the deadly shot. Now we're going into the war and the energy crisis. And what is the third leg? Energy crises accelerating, power outages, cyber attacks, race war, giant third world caravans, 10, 20, 30, 100 times bigger than the 3, 5, 10, 15, 20,000 person caravans we've seen. Caravans of millions completely flooding the Western world and bringing us to our knees, with the UN overseeing it as the supposed saviors. I saw a video over the weekend of the world UN food chief saying, we need tens of billions of dollars. We've got hundreds of millions starving to death right now because of COVID. No, it was because of the lockdowns that they implemented and that they carried out. Just like we now see Jake Tapper on CNN saying, it's terrible that we made kids wear masks and let them go to school. We hurt them mentally and didn't protect them. It's wrong. The very people that launched all this think that you don't have any memory. Think that you're stupid. And now they're coming back like the saviors, agreeing with you because the general public is awake and realizing who they are. That's why I've said hundreds of times, the key to understanding the globalists is having a long-term memory and remembering what they said 1 year versus the next, and how they play the good cop and the bad cop, sometimes the very same individuals that are engineering the crisis. Here's an example. They tell you, oh, man-made global warming made the Wuhan virus, not a lab. Oh, man-made global warming is the reason there's wars. Man-made global warming is the reason the third world's collapsing. When in every case, it's been their policies that caused that. We've got to reach out to the people, not just of America, but the people of the world, and break down that this is a crisis of biblical proportions as the smokescreen to bring down civilization as we know it and build on its ashes the globalist technocracy. Finally, before Owen Schroyer takes over, I want to thank the listeners for their outpouring of support. I want to thank all of the conservative and populist and nationalist media for their unprecedented defense of InfoWars and the serious, serious fight we're in. And I want the listeners to understand the reason you now see these Democrat Party ambulance chasers calling for $2,750,000,000 from this court is because they want to demoralize you and break your will and have numbers so big and so crazy, it makes you think there's no way InfoWars can stay on the air. What you're witnessing is the exact same thing that we see in fiction in Wizard of the Oz. In the Wizard of Oz, you see the big screen and the big curtain and the big floating head screaming and yelling and trying to scare people and be all powerful, when really it's a little man behind the curtain. Ladies and gentlemen, we will continue to be on air. We have a program to stay on air through Chapter 5 bankruptcy that will allow us to continue on indefinitely. We have at least 2 years of appeal on these cases as well. That's why they want you to think we're being shut down tomorrow, so you give up and stop supporting the broadcast. Now more than ever, realize InfoWars is the tip of the spear. That's why enemies of freedom hate it. And that's why you should be sharing the articles and the videos and the reports from Man.Video and InfoWars.com. That's why you should be sharing the live show feed with Owen Schroyer coming up and all the big guests he's got. Because that's what the enemy fears, is the truth. The truth is we have power. The truth is the general public wants freedom. The truth is there's a global awakening. And the truth is the globalists are scared. So it's all a smokescreen. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all the Wizard of Oz writ large as a dying, corrupt establishment attempts to start World War III as a pretext to stay in power. No, their attempt to start World War III will not be our undoing. It will be their undoing. So please take advantage of the biggest sale of the year that has to end in just a few days at InfoWarsStore.com, the Save InfoWars Mega 1776 sale, up to 60% off with promo code 1776 at checkout. Whether it's DNA Force Plus or X3 or Vitamin Mineral Fusion or so many other great, amazing supplements that are 40 to 50% off, when you add 1776 at checkout, an additional 10% off, and that gets you great products that empower your life, empower your immune system, with the fall and winter coming up, more important than ever, and keeps this broadcast on air. Get a signed copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World as a fundraiser, or get the unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. Go to 1776coin.com and get $30 off the Teddy Roosevelt Man the Arena coin, which, again, is a fundraiser. I thank you for your support with the promo 1776. But whatever you do, realize that the enemy understands you have power, and the propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. I'm going to hand the baton back to Owen Schroyer. I'll have more reports coming up today. God bless, my friends. Now's the time to be praying. Now's the time to be engaged. Now's the time to be exposed to the new world order like never before, because the public of the planet's minds are ready for the truth. God bless and good luck.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are now broadcasting live from the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer with you. For the rest of the day, let me give you a program update on what we have coming up for the remainder of today's live transmissions. Guys, who is hosting the fourth hour today? So we've got the great Gerald Celente hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to be here with you until then. I've got two guests coming up. Drew Hernandez is going to join me in about 30 minutes to talk about his recent news coverage at the border and his crew infiltrating Biden events, infiltrating AOC events, and perfectly executing their First Amendment right at those events. And then Savannah Hernandez in the 1 o'clock hour to discuss the sights and sounds from Portland, Oregon, where she followed around some drug addicts that did fentanyl and then went to a Matt Walsh event in Nashville, Tennessee, where the liberal crazies were at it as usual. And then when we come back, I'll get into some of the latest news regarding the midterm elections.
Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever.
That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, fighting the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, for the next two segments, I'm going to get into the political news here ahead of the midterm elections. And again, I have to emphasize this. I want this to kind of be the framing, to be the context as we go into the political news just 15 days out from the midterms. I'm starting to get a little bit excited about it, if anything, just for the closure of the event to happen and to see where the country will go from there. But here's the background. Here's the backdrop to me that I think is kind of the most important thing to observe and understand heading into the midterms. Anywhere you go, the raw human intelligence will tell you that the Republicans are going to have big victories and take back Congress in the midterm elections. I can give dozens of examples from my own real world experience and from what we're seeing as far as cultural movements are considered. Let's start with the cultural movements. You've had the Blexit, black Americans leaving the Democrat Party. It's gained millions of followers. You've had the Lexit, Latino Americans leaving the Democrat Party, gained millions of followers. You now have the Jexit, Jewish Americans leaving the Democrat Party. That's gaining traction now as well. You've had the walk away movement, millions of liberal Democrats leaving the Democrat Party. You've got other groups that aren't necessarily political, but you know where their politics lie now, like gays against groomers with LGBTQ members that don't even claim to be part of that community. They just live their lives. They just want to live free and prosper. They are abandoning the Democrat Party policies and politics and will obviously not be voting Democrat. You've got huge influencers like Elon Musk saying vote Republican, Joe Rogan saying vote Republican, Tulsi Gabbard leaving the Democrat Party, and so much more. So that's just kind of the cultural movements, political movements that you see. On an individual level, I don't know if you've been experiencing this as I have, but I just don't find any Democrat support anywhere I go. And I understand that, obviously I try to avoid leftists, liberals, Democrats like the plague for obvious reasons, for the warnings I give you on the air. These people could go psycho at any given time. Literally, they could have a psychotic break at any given time. Like, for example, did you know that girl who got famous? She was an e-celeb. She'd get on social media, get half naked, and then support Bernie Sanders. And she had that famous OK Boomer video. Do you guys remember that? You guys remember that? You know, she got charged with violent assault of her ex-boyfriend. I'm telling you, folks, these people can break at any moment. So the average person knows that now. But I go out in public. I have general conversations with individuals, and they all are just like Democrat Party politics is like poison, or it's like don't touch the lava, like the game you used to play as a kid. Like, oh, jump around, don't touch the lava. Democrat Party politics are like, don't touch the lava. Yeah, I don't like trans kids. I don't want to chop up little boys and girls. Yeah, you know what? The issue of abortion is tough, but I'm not going to sit here and praise abortion. I'm not going to sit here and celebrate baby murder. We went out in the truck yesterday. You may have seen the video. It's up at Bandout Video. The HD video is at Bandout Video. The full stream, which is more than 2 hours long, two live streams on my Getter account at All I Do Is Owen. Usually it's about a 50-50 split from the public response in support or they hate us. When we went out, and you can see it in the live stream, yeah, obviously you've got the people flicking us off and spitting at us and cursing at us. That's always going to be the case. It was busy downtown. But I would say 9 of the 10 people yesterday were in support of what we were doing. And we obviously, in the final upload video, we show you the middle finger people and we show you a lot of the people screaming because it's a little more entertaining. It's a little fun to show how psychotic these people are. But the truth is, if you go watch the longer live streams that are hours long, you'll see that most people are in support of us. Most people agree with what we're saying. Now, I'm getting my hair cut today, and everyone in the barbershop, it used to be just me and my barber would kind of talk shop on politics and really get conspiratorial. Now everyone's getting conspiratorial. Now everyone's like, yeah, I used to think conspiracy theorists were crazy, but now I think you guys are right on about everything. That's how crazy it's become. Now I could go on. I've got other personal examples, but I'll just stop right there. And so I'm sure you've been experiencing something similar. I don't think my life experience is too much different than yours, other than what I just go through for working here and being a talk show host. So everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, the awakening is certainly on. They've got another story in the Washington Post today attacking the Reawaken America tour because it's so popular. You don't have anything like this on the Democrat side of the aisle. There's no mass exodus of the Republican Party of any sect of the American population. You don't have any big tours promoting Democrat Party values that are going on that are successful right now. It just doesn't exist. So I say that because you need to know that. You need to understand that. You need to remember that. And you need to know that you should believe your eyes. You should believe your ears. You should believe the world in front of you. Because part of the mainstream media is don't believe your lying eyes, believe us. So if Democrats win in the midterms, they'll tell you, hey, ignore the facts that you can't find a person that votes Democrat. Ignore the facts that millions of people are leaving the Democrat Party. Ignore the facts that even in the midterm elections, in the primaries, more Republican voters turned out than Democrats. And when that all goes sideways in the midterm elections coming up in 15 days, they'll say, nope, this is legitimate. And just like in 2020, when you had a million people in Washington, D.C., realizing the election was stolen from Trump, you will have that same phenomenon, except it will be millions more people that now realize our elections cannot be trusted. Now, I'm not saying people are going to go to D.C. I don't expect that to happen. But I do expect the awakening. I do expect more people to realize it now than ever before. In fact, Ted Cruz was on The View today, and maybe we'll have this clip coming up, and they're attacking Ted Cruz about Republican election deniers. And Ted Cruz says, hey, wait a second. Hillary Clinton denied the results of the 2016 presidential election. Stacey Abrams denied the results of her election. And The View said, yeah, because those elections were illegitimate. Beautiful. Perfect. Thank you so much. So when a Republican wins, it's illegitimate. When a Democrat wins, it's all above board. We always knew that that was their logic. Now they just admit it. So Democrats are allowed to question elections. You're not. But let's look at Joe Biden here. Let's look at Joe Biden. Now, he says he's running again. And I guess that's the truth. I guess he does plan on running again. They have started the Biden pack and everything you normally do in this time space to run for president. But here he is in a clip saying that he could drop dead tomorrow. So how can Joe Biden run for president in 2 years if he thinks he's going to drop dead tomorrow, like he says here in clip two?
So let's say Trump doesn't run again. Convince Aunt Gloria that she should stick with you.
Well, I think Aunt Gloria should take a look. I think it's a legitimate thing to be concerned about anyone's age, including mine. I think that's totally legitimate. But I think the best way to make the judgment is to watch me. You know, am I slowing up? I don't have the same pace?
Yes.
And that old joke, everybody talks about the, the new 70s, 50s, and all that stuff. I'm a great respecter of fate. I could get a disease tomorrow. I could, drop dead tomorrow.
Oh.
But I, in terms of my energy level, in terms of how much I'm able to do, I think people should look and say, can he still have the same passion for what he's doing? And if they think I do and I can do it, then that's fine. If they don't, then they should vote against me. Not against me, should encourage me not to go. But that's not how I feel. I can't even say the age I'm going to be.
Whoa, Joe. Out of my mind. Hands to yourself, Joe. And then he goes in for the rub job on the neck of that reporter. He can't keep his hands off of people. He can't keep his hands to himself. And he says, am I slowing down? I'm doing great. My energy level's high. I could drop dead.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Factor of proof, I believe, that there is a groundswell of support for Republicans and not Democrats. Look at the ratings in the media. All the Fox News shows double and triple the audience size of all the other nightly news shows out there. I mean, hell, this audience, the InfoWars audience, which is, I mean, these transmissions have been completely banned across the internet. We have a bigger audience than most mainstream Democrats do, like Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. They go launch podcasts, and nobody listens. Nobody. They try to get $2.75 trillion from Alex Jones. Our audience just gets bigger. But that's just a little addition. Now, I want to get back to the subject matter. So you just heard Joe Biden say he could drop dead any day, but he's running for office. He said, look at my speed. Look at how great I'm doing. You forget where you are half the time. You're lost half the time. You spend a quarter of the time on vacation. Yeah, we've noticed, Joe. We've noticed. And he gets confused again here, talking about the student loan bailout. So this is going back and forth in the courts. It's illegal. It's legal. It's illegal. It's legal. It's just going back and forth in the courts like a ping pong ball. And the truth is, it doesn't even matter. The Democrat voter is so stupid that all Biden has to say is, I passed student loan forgiveness, and they'll just believe it, whether it happens or not. In fact, over the weekend, there were a bunch of the Democrat propaganda Twitter accounts. They all got invited to the White House. They get paid to promote Democrat Party propaganda on Twitter. Twitter then forces that into your news feed. Whether you follow them, block them, it doesn't matter. So everyone's getting Democrat propaganda forced into their news feeds, while Republican candidates are banned and can't even get into your newsfeed. It's just forced propaganda. And one of them said, oh, my daughter just got student her student loan forgiven, and now she's going to buy a new house. And then people were responding saying, but they didn't issue the student loan debt relief. It hasn't happened yet. And then that individual had to say, okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I made it up. They just make crap up. It's like, oh, yeah, my daughter got student loan debt forgiveness. Now she can buy a house. Yeah, it never happened. You just made the whole thing up. That's what they do. So now he's lying about the student loan bailout and saying it got passed in Congress. Never went to Congress. Never got voted on. But here he is claiming that in clip six.
Secondly, if you don't have one of those loans, you just get $10,000 written off. It's passed. I got it passed by a vote or two.
No, there was no vote. Never went to Congress. A total lie. And I don't know if we have this one, guys. I don't see it on the video list, but I've got the news headline here. It was part of the same interview from before where he said he could drop dead from Joe Biden. Joe Biden on Kamala Harris. She's smart as hell. She has a backbone of a ramrod. Does anybody know what that means? Maybe we could ask Montel Jordan. Or was it Montel Jordan that was running around with Bimbo Kamala? Yeah. Yeah. Kamala was looking good, wasn't she? Bimbo Kamala. Maybe he can tell us if Kamala has the backbone of a ramrod. Not sure what that means from Joe Biden. He might not be so sure either. Now, I'm gonna come back to this issue later, maybe on the War Room or maybe later on the Jones Show, but I want to play the clip now before I get into the rest of the political news here. So your border is wide open, record amount of illegal immigrants coming through. You've got record high inflation. You've got record high consumer price index growth, record high producer price index growth. Violent crime is skyrocketing across the country. We've got supply chain problems. I mean, just disaster on top of disaster on top of disaster here in the Biden administration. But Biden has his priorities straight, ladies and gentlemen. And so he wants you to know that sex reassignment surgery and puberty blockers for kids is a top issue of the Democrats heading into midterms. So he brought in a man dressed as a woman to really hammer that point home here in clip four.
Do you think states should have a right to ban gender-affirming health care?
I don't think any state or anybody should have the right to do that. As a moral question and as a legal question. I just think it's wrong.
It's the big issue. The big issue is chopping up little boys and girls' body parts and aborting little babies and selling their body parts. That's what the Democrats are all about. So they bring a guy dressed as a woman to tell you how important it is. That's the Democrat Party. And they think that that's going to have them get political victories. And we all know that that's not what's going to lead to the political victories. It's the voter fraud. But I'll come back to that issue later because they really care about it a lot. They really like chopping up little boys and girls, either in the womb or out of the womb. But here's some of the other news. Just 2 weeks out from the midterms. Chuck Todd, Meet the Press, new NBC poll. Red flag for the Democrats ahead of midterms. 71% of Americans say U.S. is on the wrong track. Boy, oh boy, what could make them believe that? The record high violent crime, the record high inflation, the supply chain crisis, close to World War III, wide open borders, fentanyl overdoses becoming the leading cause of death amongst middle-aged men. What could it possibly be? Of course, all Democrat Party policies. And this is what they're really panicked about, and we're going to be monitoring. Apparently, Merrick Garland, that goon, is going to be having a press conference in about 40 minutes or so about the upcoming elections, and they're going to probably claim that Russia is getting ready to steal it for the Republicans or something, or maybe they'll address the poll watchers, the ballot drop box watchers. New York judge rules that continued absentee mail-in voting based on COVID is unconstitutional. Now, if it's unconstitutional now, which it is, it was unconstitutional then in 2020. And it was. And that's what Trump was arguing. That's what we wanted to be presented on January 6th to Congress to say, look at all the unconstitutional rulings that were made just ahead of the presidential elections to get millions of mail-in ballots that shouldn't have counted and all this other crap. And that's why the Democrats wanted the violence that day. That's why the Democrats led the violence that day, stood down the National Guard, stood down the police. Nancy Pelosi had the documentary film crew ready to go. I mean, folks, that was the ultimate proof. that the Democrats knew this whole thing and it was their operation from the beginning. Nancy Pelosi had a documentary film crew with her on January 6th to film all their madness. I mean, think about that. And let's say that, let's just pretend for a second that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer had no idea that January 6th was going to go into violence like that. Why would they keep their documentary crew there and filming if it was an insurrection and it was so dangerous for them? They knew it never was. They knew they had control over the whole thing. They knew as soon as they sent out the emergency alert, everybody would went home just like they did. The Democrats ran the January 6th insurrection, not Donald Trump and Republicans. But now I'll be considered a terrorist for saying that, and they may come bust into the studio and arrest me because, don't you know, we live in the Democrat Party fascist authoritarian state now. So, okay, mail-in voting is unconstitutional now, and it was in 2020 as well. Now, here's what I think is going on, because you probably saw. Now, look, there are multiple groups, some of them directly affiliated with the Republican Party, others just independent groups that are watching the ballot drop boxes. And of course, this is all after the film, the documentary film 2000 Mules showed how cheating happened in the 2020 election with the drop boxes. Now, these groups, none of them, all of them have the same policy, which is we don't confront any individuals that we think might be up to criminal activity at the mail-in drop boxes. We don't confront them. So, for example, somebody drives up multiple times to the mail-in drop box with their license plate covered. They just film it. They just capture on camera, and that's it. No confrontation, no nothing. And this is going on all around the country. The New York Times, the Washington Post, they've all written stories about how worried they are about that because they know they're going to use the mail-in ballots to cheat, and they're going to get caught again. So what they did, and this is what I believe. I believe because there's one group, there's one image now going everywhere of two supposed mail-in drop box watchers sitting in military garb, full-on military garb with weapons and their faces covered. And now all the Democrats are saying, look at this, Republican terrorists, look at this, voter intimidation. I believe that's a false flag. I don't know of any poll watchers. I don't know of any mail-in drop box watchers that go out there in military garb and cover their faces. And that's not what any of the groups that are running these mail-in drop box watching initiatives have told them to do. They've always said, no, don't dress like you're in military. Don't cover your face. Don't brandish a firearm. Don't confront these people. And then those individuals somehow are the only two that have ever been filmed, ever been caught on camera, and then every Democrat is complaining about it. To me, that has false flag written all over it. And then if they make the press conference about it today, I think that confirms it. So until I hear from that group, those two individuals, or somebody that claims that they were officially watching drop boxes for that group, I believe those are Democrat Party operatives out there to start the narrative that Republicans are engaging in voter intimidation.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody says they want people to stand.